The meadow grew busy with Fras and Sewers who came out of the cloister buildings to look at it. Most were silent, like deolaters gazing upon a heavenly omen. But among a group of theoricians not far away, an argument was gaining momentum, featuring words such as laser, color, and wavelength. That jogged my memory. I knew where I'd seen that grainy sort of light before. The guide star lasers on the M&M. And that was the key to the riddle. A laser beam could shine across a vast distance without spreading out very much. The thing that was shining this light on the millenarian map didn't have to be nearby. It could be thousands of miles away. It could be, could only be, the alien spaceship. Exclamations and even a little bit of applause rose up from the meadow. Looking more closely at the millenarian map, I saw that a column of smoke was rising from behind its walls. I swallowed hard and got very upset for just a moment, thinking that the laser was setting fire to the place. It was a death ray. Then my better sense got the upper hand. To burn things down, one would want an infrared laser, whose light would make things hot. By definition, this laser wasn't infrared because we could see it. The smoke wasn't from burning buildings. The Thousanders were creating it. They were throwing grass or something onto fires, filling the space above their map with smoke and steam. It was impossible to see a laser beam from the side if it was traversing empty space or clean air, but if you put smoke or dust in its way, the particles would scatter some of the light in all directions and make the ray stand out as a glittering line in space. It worked. That ray might be thousands of miles long. We'd never be able to see most of it, the part that traversed the vacuum above the atmosphere. But the smoke made by the Thousanders enabled us to see the last few hundred feet and to get a very good idea of which direction the light was coming from. And of course, I had an unfair advantage since I knew the plane of the alien ship's orbit, which of the fixed stars it would pass in front of. I held my bolt up with one hand, making a screen to block out most of the light from the crag. My eyes adjusted to the dark, to the point where I could see the stars again. And then I saw it arcing across the sky, just where I knew it'd be. A point of red light, surrounded by a grainy nimbus caused by its passage through the atmosphere. I pointed. Others around me saw this and found it for themselves. The meadow became as silent as the minster during an anathem. The shooting star winked out and vanished into the black. The red glow was gone. A round of applause started up in the meadow, but it was tentative, nervous. It died away before it really got going.
"I feel like a fool," Archibald said.
He turned and looked at me.
"When I think of all the things I've worried about and been afraid of in my life, and now it's plain that I've been scared of the wrong things."